With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Potentially record-setting rainfall, devastating flooding, life-threatening storm surge, the dangers posed by Hurricane Debby, zeroing in on Florida's Big Bend coast. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says the storm's impact will be felt for much of the week and will not be limited to Florida.
We're expecting heavy rainfall resulting in considerable flooding impacts from the Florida Big Bend region through southeast Georgia and coastal plain of the Carolinas through Friday. And we could see potentially historic heavy rainfall amounts across southeast Georgia and South Carolina, resulting in possibly catastrophic flooding and significant river flooding through the week. There's the danger of life-threatening storm surge along the Florida Big Bend coast. We could are expecting to see 6 to 10 feet of inundation.
The governors of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have declared states of emergency. Global stock markets have plunged, and Wall Street is bracing for a sharply lower open this morning. U.S. recession fears and fears of a wider Mideast war are hammering financial markets worldwide. In Japan, the benchmark Nikkei suffered its biggest single-day loss since 1987. Also at SRNnews.com, in the words of former President Trump, "We got our people back, but..." Mr. Trump says the most recent prisoner swap with Russia saw the Biden team arrange the release of, quote, some of the greatest killers anywhere in the world, some of the most evil killers.
I'd like to congratulate Vladimir Putin for having made yet another great deal. Did you see the deal we made?
A horrible deal that Mr. Trump is insisting would not happen under his watch. During his time as president, Mr. Trump says, "We got 59 hostages. I never paid anything." An outspoken opponent of fracking in the past, Kamala Harris, has flip-flopped. Having to win battleground Pennsylvania, Harris now says she opposes a ban on fracking. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 772 points. This is SRN News. A school worker in Florida is punished in a transgender case.
A Florida school employee has been suspended for letting her transgender daughter play on her high school's girls' volleyball team. The Broward County School Board found that Jessica Norton violated state law, but said firing her would be too severe. The board voted to suspend her for 10 days. 3 years ago, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bars transgender females from playing girls' high school sports. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The TWR Christian Broadcasting Ministry is providing special Olympics coverage to Arabic-speaking audiences. During the Paris Games, TWR is providing a daily broadcast that captures the essence of sportsmanship and showcases God's work through sports. Special media coverage also will feature testimonies from Christian athletes. The ministry says the goal to convey a message of hope and encouragement. This is SRN News. The Oracle of Omaha announcing a surprising stock sale, sending shivers down Wall Street's spine.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF Railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
NASDAQ futures down 817 points, a loss of almost 4.5%. More details, SRNnews.com.